103.7 Express FM. We are passionately pumping.
Jamalo's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamalo, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
So it's that time of the week again where we have another man in blue ready and waiting to answer your questions. I think it's fair to say there's been a lot of talk since the game on Saturday. So we've got the main man, Mr. Omar Bogle, joins me in the studio. If you want to get involved, start your text message with the word Express, send it to 81400. You can email us studio@expressfm.com, or you can tweet us by using @ExpressFM. A very good evening wherever you're listening to us. And welcome to the Thursday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very good evening. I hope you're all well, and welcome to another edition of the Thursday Football Hour, which as ever is being driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. If you want to get in and around the city of Portsmouth, or indeed anywhere in the South Coast, download the Stagecoach Buses app from the Google Play Store or the App Store, when you can find out all the timetables, times, travel prices, you name it. You can get a student day rider for £2.50. Right, plenty to get through this evening. It's that time again. We're joined by another Portsmouth player for you to get your questions into us. If you want to get a question in, you can do so. Start your text message with the word Express, send that to 81400. If you're on email, you can email us studio@expressfm.com. Or if you're on Twitter and you think you can do it in 240 characters or less, you can find us at ExpressFM is the mediums to get involved with us. So without any further ado, it's an absolute privilege to welcome to the show the man who did this.
Pompey into the box, Bogle won't fall for him. Low, Jamal Low, left footed shot, Bogle, he scored! Omar Bogle on his debut from 3 yards out!
Yeah, I was in the away end for that one. It was absolutely a brilliant moment. And Omar Bogle, our live studio guest, I'm sure it is for you as well.
Yeah, it was. It was a great moment. I loved it. You know, obviously my debut and stuff like that. I was buzzing.
How important is it as a striker? You've just arrived into a new club. You're brought on at half-time, where it's fair to say things weren't looking too good. There was a serious debate in many quarters of the away end as to whether to bother to go out and watch the second half. But it was a completely different game, and many people put it down to your introduction.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, me and Dion came on at half-time. You know, obviously we added a bit of spark to the team. You know, and you've seen obviously the performance was raised then. You know, it's surprising to be fair, because you see, I hadn't trained nothing with the boys, and then you come on at half time and you're playing with players that you don't know, but we seem to all click right really well. You know, and we should have got some from the game, which is disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how much you can say on that, to be quite honest, but it was I mean, even from the moment you were sort of stripped off, ready to come on, the fans were singing your name, clearly wanting you to be brought on and see what impact you can make as well. And I'm sure that eases a few nerves, shall we say.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a massive thing when you go to a new club and you've got supporters that are on your side straight away. And you kind of have to earn that as well. You know, especially as a forward, because, you know, we're judged on the goals we score. And, you know, and obviously scoring on my debut, you know, only helped me with, you know, being turned to building a relationship with the supporters. And obviously since then, you know, it's been great. It's been great. They've really got behind me, you know, and I'm thankful to them for that.
How have you enjoyed your past, I guess, month and a bit at PO4?
I've enjoyed it a lot, because first and foremost, I'm back playing football again, which, you know, I haven't done for a long time. And I've come to a team that, you know, can achieve big things this season. And, you know, the boys obviously showed that throughout the season, you know, and I've seen it firsthand since I've been here and stuff. And, you know, like I said, the support's great. You know how big the club is, and you know the club's big, but then when you come here and then you actually play, and you see the response you get and you see the support you kind of get, then you realise how big of a club it is. So, you know, I've really enjoyed it.
Do you know this? Do you notice that on the away games, especially when you see just how many fans do travel on a, on an average away match day?
Yeah, I mean, when I seen the Luton one, obviously, like I said, it's my first game, and you know, I look over and the away, you know, away stands full. I'm thinking, what's going on here? You know what I mean? But yeah, and then obviously you actually realise how, you know, how big the club is and, you know, the kind of support that, that it has.
How difficult of a move was it to move, I guess Birmingham on loan, but mm-hmm. from the Championship down back down to League One?
It wasn't difficult because of the, you know, the club that I was coming to. You know, I'll be honest, Portsmouth was probably the only club that I would have came to in terms of coming down, you know, to League One at that time. You know, and when obviously I heard, when I was told that, you know, the club were interested in me and the gaffer obviously wanted me in, I didn't, you know, I'll be honest, you know, there were other options in the Championship and stuff, but I'll be honest, Portsmouth was always the first choice in my mind, regardless, you know. Obviously the manager, you know, the club itself and the direction which the club's going in, and I just wanted to come somewhere where, you know, we're competing for something great, you know, and I can come and play games.
How much of an attraction was it for you when you joined, I guess, Pompey were a side very, very strong in the automatic promotion race, as they, I guess, still are at the minute, that you're, as you said, in a side which are competing, and not just competing, but going for all the glory as well?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a big attraction you see, and, you know, you see where the boys are, and you're thinking, you know, they can really kick on. And, you know, since obviously coming, obviously a few weeks prior to me coming and up until now, the results probably haven't been, you know, what everyone would have expected them to be. But, you know, I've said it before, you know, in other interviews, that every season, every team, any league, it's not always plain sailing. And there's always a period where the results might not be where you want them to be. But I think for the majority, for the vast majority of the time I've been here, the performances have definitely been there. You know, and how we've played, I've been happy with how we've played, and the gaffers as well. And the boys are still upbeat, you know, it's just about that bit of luck now, and, you know, getting that 3 points.
What is the mood in the dressing room like? Because has the results on Tuesday night almost galvanised everyone?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, obviously, with some of our players, you know, forward players scoring, Hawks, Ronan, you know, Gaz, it helps them naturally, you know, scoring goals and, you know, just obviously getting that winning feeling again. You know, it's definitely added a buzz. You know, the morale has been good in the squad anyway, because everyone's confident of, you know, getting back onto winning ways in terms of the league. But naturally, you know, you can't obviously beat that winning feeling.
It's been a real strange run of results given what's gone on. But have you seen that there's enough in this squad to go on another run and finish in the top two?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, the boys have done it already. Obviously, you know, before I came in, and, you know, the gaffer's brought in, you know, players as well in January, obviously myself included, which, you know, is only going to help the team. You know, I definitely think, you know, we can go and do that again. And, you know, like I said, you know, we played Barnsley on Saturday, and, you know, we were the better team. You know, and going into the game, people look at the table and you think, well, you know, they'll be better than us, but, you know, we were the better team by a long distance, in my opinion. You know, so we've got a lot of quality in the squad. You know, we've got a lot of quality and a lot of belief. Like I said, it's just for something falling for us now.
It's fingers crossed. I think the Blues are definitely due a bit of the rub of the green. If you want to get a question into Omar Boga, you can text us. But you start your text message to word Express. You send that to 81400. You can email us studio@expressfm.com, or you can tweet us by using @ExpressFM. Has there been much of a difference in standard between the games you played in the Championship and the games in League One?
Yeah, I suppose. I was going to say something else then, but I'm not going to say it now. it was something to do with officials, but I'm not going to say it.
I'll say it for you. They are useless. I can say it, you can't.
That didn't come from me, so...
I mean, yeah, it's... I mean, personally, I guess it was quite a good education for you coming to League One, Luton, and the first game, Pompey, absolutely robbed. So I won't get you to answer that one, but how much does that how much does that affect almost a dressing room when you go in knowing that actually you nor the Luton players are responsible for you losing that game?
It's frustrating. It's the biggest thing, but again, it is football. It is football, and it happens. You know, it's cliche, but it is what it is. But that doesn't stop us as players getting frustrated and getting annoyed at what some of the decisions. You just, you know, it's kind of, you just throw your hands up in the air, and you know. But like I said, it is football, and you know, we've got to kind of deal with that. We've got to move on from it as well. Like I said, it's so frustrating. It still annoys me when I think about it, but you know, we've got to move on from it. You know.
And it's, I guess, even more of a frustration when you go up for a 50-50 with a goalkeeper. But I mean, how have the defenders are slightly different, I guess, the centre half, so they're a slightly different animal to what you're used to in the Championship?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I think they in, you know, now they want to fight with you more. You know, they fight, you know, they want to get into battles with you more. I suppose, you know, the higher up you go, you know, there's more of like respect of, you know, giving players space because they're not too sure what, you know, what that player's going to do. And, you know, you get too tight to some players, you know, they can turn and leave you in one move. It's like, you know, defenders, you know, they want to fight you and things like that. But, you know, I can sort of do, it's not my predominant game to be a target man and do all that. You know, it's a part of my game, but it's not, you know, what I predominantly focus on. So, you know, I can do it, but, you know, I'd much rather, you know, be getting the ball on the ground and stuff.
Is there a lot more talk in this league?
Say that, sorry.
Is there a lot more talk in this league from the sort of centre halves trying to get in your ear?
No, not really. It probably is, but I don't take any notice. I'll be honest. I mean, some of the things you hear come out of some players' mouths in games, it's just ridiculous. I don't pay any attention. But you have like little things, you know, little elbows in the back and, you know, digs and stuff like that, which is, you know, like I said, you just got to deal with it.
And if you want to get a question into Omar, you can do so. Start your text message, word express, send it to 81400. You can email studio@expressfm.com or you can tweet us by using @expressfm. I'll get to the first of those coming into us next on the Thursday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very good evening. Welcome back to the second part of the Thursday Night Football Hour with myself, James Robbins, and more importantly, Pompey striker Omar Bogle on 93.7 Express FM, driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. If you want to get from anywhere, from Hampshire to Wiltshire to anywhere in between, download your Stagecoach Buses app on the Google Play Store or the App Store, wherever you download your apps from, and you can find all the information on there. As I said, Omar Bogle, our live studio guest for the next 45 minutes or so. If you had a question that you'd like to get into Omar, you can do so. Start your text message with the word express. Send that to 81400. You can email studio@expressfm.com or you can tweet us by using @expressfm. Omar, so for yourself, I think it's probably not gone unnoticed, the Cardiff playing the majority of the season with no recognised striker up front. How infuriating is that for you as a player on loan from them, going, well, why is a centre half doing this?
I don't know, honestly. I don't, you look at it and it is frustrating, but you know, that's just sort of, you know, the manager there, that's just sort of what he wants to, you know, what he wants to go with. You know, it's disappointing to have left in the first place. You know, as I came back to pre-season, I was, you know, I'd been flying. You know, I came back the fittest player in the squad. You know, I was flying up, and it was a surprise to myself and a surprise to a lot of the other boys that, you know, the gaffer sort of was allowing me to go out alone and things. But, you know, that's just where he wanted to go. So you got to kind of just respect his decision.
Even as I guess, is that all part of the footballing experience, I suppose? It's not just dealing with the highs, it's dealing with the knockbacks as well.
Yeah, and listen, football mentally and what it does, you know, it's what other people don't see. You know, the setbacks and stuff that we have day in, day out. You know, it's frustrating. It takes a lot to come back from it. And yeah, it was a disappointment, but at the end of the day, it's up to, as players, it's up to us to sort of bounce back and respond. You know, I can't sort of sulk about it, because then, you know, if I do that, then I won't be going anywhere myself.
Is that part of the attraction of Pompey as well? Is it, if this 6 months go well, depending on what league Pompey are in, or maybe even just if you actually enjoy playing your football here, that you'd quite like somewhere to A, be home, and B, somewhere where you can be an established first team player without having to go back on loan.
Yeah, well, the main thing is for me to like you said, feel at home, which is something I haven't felt, to be honest, for 2 years, you could say. You know, it's been a lot of chopping and changing, and you know, I'm playing for a manager that, you know, believes in me, like I said before when I signed, you know, believes in me, has faith in me, which the gaffer here does, because then I just have to sort of focus on myself when I'm on the pitch, and you know, focus on repaying the faith he has in me, and sort of repaying the faith the supporters have in me as well. So you know, that's sort of the main thing. You know, going forward, obviously we haven't really fought that far. It was literally just coming. You know, the first target is to come here and play games and help get the club promoted. You know, and hopefully score some goals along the way.
I mean, what is the difference between your game when Pompey fans saw you as a Grimsby Town player, mm-hmm. and I think some of the compared to what you are now as a Pompey player? What would you say you've improved on over that?
I'd say I've improved on everything, to be honest, because since then I've gone up to the Championship, been playing there, and obviously played at a higher level of players and stuff like that. So naturally, my whole game's improved. But I'd say now the physical aspect of it is they're not seeing the sort of physical aspect that was then in terms of fitness, just because I haven't played. But you know, my all-round game has, you know, definitely improved over that time, because I've worked hard. Although I might not have started many games, you know, I work hard in training every day, so I've been doing a lot to improve on my weaknesses as well as my strengths.
Let's go to some of the text tweets and emails coming into us. If you do want to get a question in, you can start your text message with the word Express. Send it to 81400, email studio at expressfm.com. Tweet us using at expressfm. Right, let's just get this over and done with.
Omar Bogle, were you
the designated penalty taker on Saturday?
There wasn't a designated penalty taker. It was just literally the penalty got won. I'm the striker, feeling confident, and wanted to take the penalty, and there was no qualms with it, really, from what I've seen.
Is that something you'll practice on the training field?
I always practice penalties, and the frustrating thing is, the annoying thing is, I can speak about it now because I'm not as angry myself as obviously a few days have gone on now, because I've been really angry myself. But you know, I know exactly why I missed, and it's because I decided to change my mind as to where I was going, which was.
It's one of those rules that sticks with you as a when you're a 5-year-old lad, right the way through to even if you're playing pub football. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ones. Let's go to some other questions. Good evening today, Lee Davis, listening in Cosham, who says, Omar, how excited are you for Wembley, and the rest of the team must be the main talk in the dressing room at the moment?
Yeah, it's great. You know, obviously the boys, great performance of the night. You know, and obviously I've played at Wembley twice now, so I know what it's like. So to go there now is going to be great, and you know, I can't even imagine what kind of support there and following the club's going to take. So you know, it'll be a great day. To obviously play another final, you know, and hopefully add some more silverware.
Good evening to Jack Churcher, listening in, who asked the question, what made you join Pompey? I think, though, we might have covered that before you got that one in. Sorry about that, Jack. Good evening as well to Sarah Powers, who asked, how does it work? Are the players invited to the studio? Pretty much. I don't think they'll do it out of choice. Good evening as well to Sarah, again looking on the subject of Wembley. And what's the mood in the squad been like since Tuesday? How, I guess we've asked that question, but to flip it another way, mm-hmm. how hard is it not to be distracted by what is coming up? How hard is it to look ahead and go, oh, I can't wait to play at Wembley, when actually there are, you could argue, 12 cup finals in the league remaining?
I don't think it'll be hard for us to sort of detach ourselves from it at the moment, because, you know, I'm going to be honest, I can imagine at the start of the season, the main focus was the club getting promoted. And now they've been in cups along the way. Along the way, the boys have done great. They've got to a final. But now that's to the back of everybody's mind, you know, because, like you said, we've got our, you know, in terms of the league, we've got cup finals there in itself, because we know that, you know, we need some wins. So, you know, I don't think it'll be hard for the boys to do that. You know, we're still very much focused on improving our league position and getting back into the automatic playoffs. Automatic position, sorry.
Getting again to Lee, who says, what about the rest of the season for yourself? How many more goals will there be from you to get us up? So, I mean, I posed the question at the top of the show. Could you be the top goal scorer at the end of the season? Do you think you've got the goals and the games left to do so?
Yeah, I don't see why not. And, you know, I said when I came, you know, I haven't set myself a target or anything. It was just literally just to come and, you know, score as many goals as I can, really. And I said, for as long as I'm playing, I'll always back myself to score goals. And, you know, you see in this team, we've got the kind of wide players, you know, and centre midfielders that will find you. You know, we've got wide players that put unbelievable crosses in there. So, you know, for me, there's always going to be an opportunity to score goals with some of the crosses that come in from Viv, Ronan, Jams, you know, Lloydie. There's always going to be, you know, quality coming into the box and quality service. So, you know, and I'm going to back myself to put the chances away.
One of the questions are coming again about you joining Pompey. I'll flip again another way to, I guess, freshen it up a bit. How infuriating and frustrating is the lone player tag of a coming in? Because one of the things we see when Pompey are on a bad run, people text in and say, oh, they're lone players, they don't care as much, they don't get the club, you know, they'll be off at the end of the season. How is that almost an extra point to prove when you're coming in as a loan signing in January?
Well, I can only speak for myself with that, because I've seen something like that as well on Twitter the other day. And speaking for myself, to me, you know, that doesn't refer to me at all, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm not on loan. I'm a Portsmouth player, because, you know, I'm here, I wear the shirt. And for me personally, I'm honest, you know, I say how it is. And me personally, when I go to a club, I invest in that club. I'm investing in the club. So I'm going to, in terms of what I'm going to try and do for the club. So every time I step out on the pitch, it's to do the best I can for the team. And, you know, I know what the boys want to do. I know what the club needs and what the club wants in terms of promotion. So as far as I'm concerned, that's my sole focus. And it's not about thinking I'm not going to be here at the end of the season, because as far as I'm concerned, I've come into a promotion chasing team. And, you know, I want to finish the season being promoted, you know. So, you know, I'll do it to, like I said, I've got a lot to repay the gaffer for putting his faith in me and putting his trust in me and stuff. And obviously, I've got to repay the supporters as well, you know, for the support they've given me. So that's what it's all about.
Have you been involved in an automatic promotion before? You know the feeling, you know what it's like to do it. It's almost part of it as well. Trying to, explain to some of the other lads and say, look, if we get it done, this is how it's going to feel. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've said that already since I've been here to a few of the boys, and, you know, I spoke to, you know, management about it as well. Is that I think sometimes if honestly, I know there's a lot of players here that obviously have, you know, been promoted from League Two and stuff. So they know the sort of feeling of promotion. But it does mean, it means the world, you know, and what it can do for everybody. Like you said, you know, on a personal level, in terms of their careers and stuff, you know, it's a big thing. You know, it's a big thing. There's a lot of rewards to come from getting promoted, and that's why, you know, these last 12 games, in terms of the league, we have to leave everything out there every game.
So I tell you, I guess you've been down now for, I guess, a month and a bit settling in. Have we seen the best of Omar Bogle?
No. Can you see the best of a player, you know, that hasn't played for 18 months in the space of, you know, 6 games? You can't. And it's frustrating now because, you know, I've got this little niggle now, this injury that I've got now, and it's frustrating because just as you feel like you're sort of getting somewhere in terms of match fitness, then something happens. But, you know, there's still loads to come. And like I said, fitness-wise and stuff, obviously, how I play, it's a big part of my game. So, you know, the fitness aspect of it, if that's not at, you know, at the best, then it takes away from some of my game. So, no, there's still a lot more to come from me.
How good could Omar Bogle be? What level do you think, at the peak of your powers, you are aspiring to be?
Yeah, right to the top. You know, to go and play in the Prem. That's what's always been my aim, through my targets. And I've always believed, and I'll always believe that I will get there. But like I said, you know, with a lack of game time, lack of playing and stuff, it's been difficult. But I still have no doubts, you know, I'll get there. But right now, it's just about, you know, doing what I can to improve as a player right now. And, you know, like I said, bringing like more success to this club.
And you're just talking about the niggle there with the injury. Does that picked up on Saturday?
Yeah, during Saturday, yeah. I felt it, and just sort of, when I felt it early on in the game, but, you know, it's sort of one of the things where I just thought, oh, it's probably just a bit tight and stuff. But, you know, as the game's gone on, it got a bit worse. But, you know, it's not nothing serious, nothing that's going to keep me out for a long time. So that's the positive.
Fingers crossed, just one weekend. I mean, not for you, know, obviously. But, I mean, is that due to, I guess, the style of play for yourself? Because, I mean, from me sitting in the stands, you're constantly turning the defender, constantly on the move. Is it just something that, because you keep pounding the body every single day, it's going to happen? It's an occupational hazard?
I think so, yeah. I think for me, it's like it's a... You know, it's sort of what happens, you know, like I said, when you haven't played for a while, and, you know, then you know, you're playing consecutively, your body again is adjusting to that load. You know, me play, you know, 4 starts and 2 sub appearances, 2 45s. That's the most I've been evolved consecutively since, you know, for 18 months. I haven't played no more than 3 games in a row. For 18 months. So now, you know, your body's little niggles you start feeling tight here and there. That's just your body sort of getting used to it again.
Omar, it's been a pleasure having you on for the past half hour. Got you on for another half hour. I'm not sure if you've been told about this, so you're coming into it in the dark. Coming up after the break, it's the Pompey Keepy Up Challenge. Haven't put up Bryn Morris's one. I'll do that in just a sec, but stay tuned. See how many Omar Bogle, can he beat Jamal Lowe? No, Matt Clark even on 179. Find out after the break.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very good evening. Welcome back to the third part of the Thursday Night Football Hour. Myself, James Robbins, 93.7 Express FM. And on Facebook Live, if you go to 93.7 Express FM, you've got about 2 minutes or so before Omar Bogle takes on the Pompey Keepy Up Challenge. We're, of course, being driven to you by Stagecoach buses if you want to get in and around the city of Portsmouth. Or, like me, you don't fancy the parallel parking, get yourself a Stagecoach bus. Download the app to find out all the latest times and fares, as students can get a day rider for £2.50. Omar Bogle, as I said, our live studio guest. If you want to get a question into us, you can do so. Start your text message with the word Express, send that to 81400. You can email us, studio@expressfm.com, or you can tweet us by using @ExpressFM. Omar, before you take to the floor again, if Pompey Live, Express FM 93.7 Express FM is where you can watch this. How are you at kick-ups, first of all?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, to be fair. I'm not saying anything because I don't want to say something and then now
don't go down.
Start moving mad or something.
I think there's Dion Donoghue approach, who didn't say anything but was quietly confident and came in and put in 142. There any targets up there? I got Ollie Hawkins, 32.
Oh, is that, or
Brett,
gosh.
And Brett Pittman, 50, is that?
Oh, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. Right. I mean, the one I'm finding funny is Nails, 29. Dearie me. Yeah. Oh, God.
There was a rumour that he was offering people £50 to come in and get lower. But there was a rumour going on.
I don't know about that. I haven't heard about that rumour.
By rumour, it was Jack Watmore who came and said on there. Right, Omar, if you'd like to take to the floor. The boss doesn't trust... Right, got the counter. So if you don't know, you've got as many kick-ups as you can do inside of a minute. Every time the ball drops to the floor, the counter resets to 0. We take your highest score after a minute. If you want to find us, we are Express FM Facebook Live. You can watch this back after the show in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Going well. Going for the freestyle. I've touched off the chair. Good work. still going. This is good work, the ball still hasn't dropped. That is your time. Good work, ball didn't drop, freestyle, not hanging onto any wall. Where do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of top of my head, I don't think.
How have they got to 1 feet, man? How quick was McClarkie doing it?
It works out at 3 a second. 3 a second is Matt Clark's. It's absolutely unbelievable.
God, I'm after, how many attempts did we get here? I know I didn't get one. I'm saying for like 100 or something, 90 or something.
Very close. You are 103.
Oh, that's
103. Wait, that's not bad.
I'm not dropping the ball. What's going on here? How have they got? Are we getting another attempt or what?
Do you want another attempt? Do you want to go again?
I'm seeing 3 attempts there. Did everyone get? Everyone's
no. It's just inside of a minute. It's 3 attempts inside of a minute.
And what? Like you add the scores together?
No.
Oh no. God. Nah, let's go again. Let's go again. I'm not getting beat by Anton. No way. That is not happening. I'm
going
again. Let's go again.
Right. In a first for the Football Hour, we're going again with the kick-up challenge. Head to our Facebook page, Express FM 93.7, Express FM. That's where you can find us. You can watch attempt two.
What if I get fined for doing keep up is injured? I'm giving it to you.
Oh, you didn't say Ollie Hawkins sort of.
I know, man. I'm only joking, man. And a panic on your face, then I'm only joking.
Right, let's go to a break. I was looking at everyone next week and going, there's going to be an absolute riot when someone comes in and goes, oh no, Omar came in and he said he got about 5 attempts in it.
Oh man, your face is priceless.
Right, well, you can see my face as an absolute picture. Head on to Facebook Live, Pompey Live 93.7, Express FM. I don't know what to do now. Let's go to some of your questions.
We're knocking on the end. This.
Good evening to Talon. He's asked me to ask you, Omar, what sort of striker do you see yourself as?
Someone who can probably just do a bit of everything, really. I try and work hard on, you know, improving all aspects of my game. I look at, obviously, you know, top level strikers, and you know, they can all do a bit of everything, you know. I think that's where, you know, to kind of be the best you can be and get to the top level, you kind of have to try and be that now. And not be a one-dimensional striker, sort of be, you know, be a bit of everything. Because, you know, and sort of being able to adapt to, you know, certain styles of play and, you know, the direction in which teams can go.
Talon seems to think he thinks you're a poacher. He's heard other people describe you as a false nine. I'd say that's probably doing a bit of you an injustice, calling you a poacher.
To be honest, I mean, I like that because... three of them, I've been in the box and stuff, but I think that's something that I've improved on a lot. You know, those kind of goals there and being in those positions that I've improved on over the last few years, where, you know, 2 years ago, I probably wouldn't have scored those kind of goals. I wouldn't have been in those positions. I was more, you know, I mean, some of the goals that I've scored, they've been worldies, you know, a lot of them, you know, and stuff like that. So they're the kind of goals that, you know, you get yourself in the right position, you know, the 6 or 7 extra goals a season, you know, on top of everything else, on top of the other kind of goals you'll score.
No, I mean, speaking of worldies, when you first signed, there was that goal I think you scored for Birmingham.
Yeah.
That was simply incredible. Was that one where you just come off your foot and you go, there is absolutely no chance this keeper's getting anywhere near it?
Yeah. I was sort of watching it and I was just like, no. And it's, you know, it's gone obviously right in the top corner. yeah, you know, but I think to me it was like, you know, I celebrated like a madman that day. But it was more just off the back of the frustration of not playing and stuff, you know, and then I had the opportunity to, you know, to play, and I did that. So with the goal itself, you know, in those sort of positions, I'm always in the back myself to shoot. And that's, you know, when you ask me if there's more to come, the reason why I say yes, because, you know, since I've come here, I don't think I've had a shot from outside the area. I may have one, probably against Luton, I think. You know, I haven't, you know, those are the kind of things. But when you're easing your way back into playing regularly again and stuff, you know, all those aspects of my game will start coming back. At the moment, I've just tried to simplify my game as much as possible.
It's pressure is not the right word, but shooting from outside the box, because if you know it goes over, there's going to be a, you know, the groan of disappointed people. It takes a lot of bottle, I think, to sort of have the confidence to take the shot on.
Yeah, of course. But I think, you know, when you practice it and you work on it a lot and you know you can do it, you know, you don't think, you know, I don't think there's any footballer that takes a shot and thinks, oh, this is going to go over. You know, they're always going to be thinking and backing themselves that when they shoot, you know, it's going to go in. Sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't. But until you shoot, you're never going to know.
Good evening to Lee, listening in, who says, would you sign for us if Cardiff were looking to sell you in the summer? It would be nice to see you here on the South Coast. Is that an option? Again, you've just got to wait until the summer and see how the ground lies.
Yeah, that's what it is. Got to just sort of wait until the summer, and sort of see where it is. But, you know, in terms of the club, you know, I wouldn't see, you know, why not when you look at the club. It's somewhere I definitely, being there for a month already, I'm definitely enjoying being around the place, definitely enjoying the environment, the players, you know, and, you know, I feel good here, but, you know, that's something I couldn't answer the question until, obviously, the season finishes, because I don't know sort of where we are with it, so.
Good evening, it's Graham Wilkins listening in, who says, good evening, Omar. How are you settling down on the South Coast? Have you managed to see any of the sights around the place?
Not really, no. To be fair, though, obviously, it's been freezing up until this week. So to be honest, I haven't really been out anywhere, but generally, I train, I'll go back and I'll just watch TV all day, or that's what I do, really. I'm quite, you know, chilled with stuff like that. But, you know, the weather gets better and stuff, you know, I will go and have a little look about, because everyone's told me how nice it is. So I do want to see it.
Also, I mean, Graham goes on to say, in your short time down here, who have you bonded best with?
A few of the boys, to be fair. obviously, there's Viv that, you know, I knew already. Vaughnie, you know, I knew already. Me and Andy get on really well. Andy Cannon. I mean, to be fair, you know, everyone's been, the squad itself is quite close. You know, everyone, there's not really anyone where you'd say, oh, well, they're more close than this person or that person. Everyone's quite close. So, you know, I get on with all the boys, really.
And finally, he goes on to say, what are your hobbies away from football?
I'd say I play, or in terms of what I watch, or just what I play. I like table tennis. I started getting quite good at that. At Blue Zoo, it was at Birmingham, there was a table tennis table in the change room. And I used to just play for hours with some of the boys, and I was so bad when I first started. Like, I'm terrible, and then, you know, I got quite good. So I look, you know, now I love playing that. So I'm not too sure if there's any sort of table tennis places around Portsmouth. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there must be.
If there is, I'm going to find them.
I'm
going to start
a Hampshire league. There's a Hampshire table tennis league where Portsmouth go up and play all the towns in and around. So.
Oh God, I'm not that good. I ain't going there. So I ain't going there embarrassing myself, man. I ain't that good. But yeah, I just want to go somewhere I can, you know, play a bit and stuff. But yeah, I like doing that.
Yeah, and in terms of films and Netflix and stuff like that, what are you into at the minute?
At the moment, to be fair, if anyone's got any recommendations with Netflix, feel free to at me, because I do need something new. I don't know what to start now. But at the moment, I'm watching, what was that thing on Channel 4? It's the army thing where
SAS.
SAS, that's it. Yeah, I've started. I know that season's just finished, but I've started that yesterday. So I'm a few episodes into that now. But yeah, if anyone's got any good Netflix recommendations, feel free to at me.
How long do you reckon you could last in that if Omar Bogle was put in the next series of SAS Who Dare Wins?
You know when you're watching it, probably everyone thinks the same thing. You actually watch it thinking, you know, could I do that? Yeah. You know what I mean, I do watch it, and I'm, you know, I don't know if it sounds bad, but you know, I see some of the people in there, and I'm thinking, you know, if they can do it, surely I can do it. You know what I mean? But my pain threshold is not very high, I'll be honest. So, you know, I think I'd be all right until it came to like swimming or something like that. When it came to getting thrown in the lake or something like that, then I'd have to be like, listen, Gov, I'm going to have to hand my thing over.
If you want to get a question into Omar Bogle, this really is last orders. Get involved. Start your text message with the word Express. Send it to 81400. You can email studio@expressfm.com or you can tweet us using @ExpressFM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Very good evening. Welcome back to the final part of the Thursday Night Football Hour with myself, James Robbins, and more importantly, Omar Bogle on 93.7 Express FM, the place to be between 6 and 7 every Monday, Thursday, Friday evening as we give you your Pompey fix. Jake here tomorrow with the lowdown ahead of the game against Bradford this weekend. It's our show's, of course, being driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. Right then, let's, before we get to the final ones of the text, tweets and emails, quick fire round to see how well you know your fellow players. Who's the best the best dresser in the Pompey team?
Best dresser? It's quite casual, to be fair. Tracksuits, everyone's just sort of casual. I mean, Brownie came in something naughty today. I don't want to speak about what he wore today. It's embarrassing.
Best dancer.
I haven't had a chance to see that yet, to be fair. They're not really... I'm not too sure. I'm going to say Viv, just because I've seen Viv Duffy dancing before.
I would say best taste in music. Have you managed to get control of the decks yet, or is that still on Ronan and Jamal?
Yeah, it's Jams. I mean, his music's embarrassing. I'm not happy with his. I told him before. I'm not happy with his playlist. No, it's not that bad. It's all right.
Scott, what are you sticking on then? You got control of it.
Mine's just more of like a. You know, I got a good few mixes. You know, I know a few. You know, DJs in Birmingham and stuff. You know, I got some decent mixes that. You know, got a bit of everything. Jams is he's a bit stiff. You know what I mean with his selection. It's just like, oh come on, mate. You
know. Worst dresser.
Worst. Oh God. Yeah, I'll be honest. After seeing Brownie today and what he pulled up in, I'm gonna have to give it to him. Sorry, mate. I'm gonna have to.
worst dancer.
Worst. You know, I'm gonna go with someone like Dion. I haven't seen this, by the way, but I'm gonna say Dion because he's just so funny. I can just imagine him doing something silly. So I'll say Dion.
Best banter.
Again, Dion's up there again. There's some good banter in the squad, to be fair. There's quite a few of the boys. Yeah, on a daily basis, it's quite funny.
Worst
banter. Ooh, I'm gonna say Bob the physio. Yeah, some of the things he comes out with are outrageous.
Who is most likely to spend all their money in the sales at Gunwolf?
I'm going to say Ronan.
Popular answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Ronan, yeah.
Who's most likely to throw a fit playing Monopoly?
An angry player Monopoly. I'm not sure.
Most dramatic?
I'm probably up there for that.
Start their own deadline day rumour.
Probably Ronan or Viv or something. I don't know, one of them two, clowns.
Who's most likely to direct message a celebrity for a follow on social media?
Oh, yeah, that's Ronan. Shit, right? Yeah, that's...
Who is most likely to be a Premier League manager?
I was gonna say Nails, but Nails, he's not serious enough. He's I don't know, I've got something serious. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
And finally, so if all the players were in the cry chamber, I think it's called, who is the first one to leave?
Guilty. Yeah. I'm probably not. Actually, no, I'll be honest, I'm not getting in there, so yeah, I don't count. I'm not going in that thing. I'm going to say probably Gems.
And a popular answer. Yeah. And last man standing.
Oh, that's. Probably Clarke or something. Clarke's stood here and he's done 179 kickups in a minute, you know what I mean? So he's been busy enough to do that, so I'm saying him.
Fantastic. Let's go to some of the final texts and emails coming into us. Very good evening. This one doesn't have a name, although it does say, Omar, there's a table tennis table at Milton Park across the road from Fratton Park. Get yourself down there, keep scoring goals and get us to the championship.
My man, thank you.
Good evening to Andy Swatton, who says, Omar, Ant Middleton, who's the main man in SAS Who Dares Wins, was brought up in Pompey. He's coming to Pompey Guildhall on the April the 15th if you want to get yourself a ticket.
Yeah, I found that out today, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't want to go through some of those.
Yeah, you're not regimes. Wrong.
But he says maybe come down to Rogo. Maybe come down to Rogo and beast a few of you.
Oh god!
Which players would you put up for a beasting?
Beasting. I'm gonna stick Ronan in there. I just want to see Ronan complain. I just know it'll just be angry and it'll be moaning and that. It'll be funny.
It's the second week in a row.
Let's get Ronan for everything. He's a character. I do love Ronan, man. I've got a lot of time for him. He's a funny guy.
Good evening as well to Gav Jones, who says, good evening, Omar, what is your preferred formation? Or do you have a preferred partner up front? I guess probably a bit harsh to name individuals, but as in, is there a preferred type of striker you would like alongside with you?
Anyway, really, I think me and Hawks were very different. So when we have played together, it's been good. So I don't mind playing as a one. You know, I don't mind. I've played as a one majority of my career. Been in teams that I played majority as a one. And then you sort of, you know, your main focus is getting the box, getting under the crosses, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, like I said before, I'm sort of, I can adapt to either one, to be honest.
Thank you very much to all of your texts, tweets and emails which have come into us. Got about 30 seconds or so left on tonight's Thursday Football Hour, so I'll just end it with this. Look forward to the game on Saturday. Oh, it's a frustrating one for you. Mm-hmm. This is a game you can't be involved in. But look forward to it. Pompey got enough. Do you feel you've got the goals to take them into those top two places? Is winning the title still on?
Yeah. Like, listen, the team, you know, we're confident. But it's literally just about getting them wins now and, you know, cracking on them. And of course, it's still there, as much as well as it's still there for, you know, Sunderland or Barnsley, it's still there. But we're confident. Like I said, we know what we've got in our squads, and, you know, everyone just keeps supporting us, you know, how they've been doing, you know, they've been great, you know, because they're going to be, you know, your supporters are going to be massive. Massive for us, and it means a lot. So, you know, and we'll do our best to, you know, to repay you guys for that support.
Omar, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on for the past hour or so. I think I speak for everyone. I say best of luck for the season. Keep continuing to bang in the goals, and fingers crossed we'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. Thank you so much. Thank you again. Cheers, for all your texts, your tweets, your emails, which have come into us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. As ever, Jake returns with the Friday Football Hour live tomorrow from 6, as we have the best preview on the dial to the Blues match against Bradford on Saturday afternoon, which of course you can hear live on 93.7 Express FM, the only radio station in Portsmouth. I'll be back on Monday, where hopefully I'll be talking about 3 points in the league. Wherever you're listening to us, have a great evening and see you at the end.